Welcome back to Grace and the Grind. This is Anna Ince here in the studio, and I'm joined by Bailey Cruzy. And we're just here, and we're so excited for episode 2 of season 2.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one because I feel like now that we're sophomores, we can kind of speak from our experience on finding community and the importance of it. Because, I mean, it's such a big thing, especially in college, to have that group.
Yeah, and, like, when we were praying about the startup of this podcast last semester when we started it, like, we were still kind of in the depths of figuring out who our friends were, who our community is, like, our place here at Lindenwood. And now that we kind of have more time and, like, God has just worked so amazing in our lives, like, we can confidently speak on this topic. Obviously, as always, take our wisdom with, like, a grain of salt, you know, like, ask the Lord for guidance and all of that, because we're just two girls with microphones just talking about our personal experiences, hoping to encourage someone else who's listening maybe in their car today and maybe is feeling lonely or feeling discouraged about college in general or even, like, high school and, like, how to have that good godly community.
Yeah, and I know that there's people listening that were in our position a year ago struggling to kind of find that group and getting that routine almost of what's my friend group going to be like? What am I going to do on the weekend? And
that's a big
with
thing.
That group of friends. And I feel like we're just going to be able to give, I guess, some advice almost now that we're sophomores. So I'm really excited.
I want to backtrack really fast. I know we haven't even, like, done our regular show open, but whenever you said, like, what am I going to do on the weekend?
Yeah.
And, like, the extracurricular activities that your friends have, sometimes that can make and break, like, make or break whether or not you want to be friends with them. Like,
for sure.
What are you doing this weekend? Like, are you going to the frats and, like, you know, getting blackout drunk? Or are you, like, going to go watch the Taylor Swift movie?
Yeah, or are you just going to sit in your room and watch something on TV? Like,
yeah, and that's not coming from a place of judgment whatsoever, but it's also, like, as Christians, we're held to a higher standard, and, like, we want people that are going to push us closer to Christ, and that is the whole reason behind godly community.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a little preview of what this episode's going to be about. I hope you guys enjoy it, but first off, we want to bring back, like, our, it's not really a segment, but, like, how has God shown you grace this week, Bailey?
I would say, well, we're not recording once a week, so it's kind of like the past week and a half, I guess. But I would say that I've just really seen God working in my life and, like, other people's lives as well. And I know I mentioned last podcast that I was, like, starting an organization on campus, and it's been, like, a really long process. And I just found out a couple days ago, or maybe it was last week. My days are all mixed up. But I'm going to be presenting to the board of trustees at Lindenwood within the next couple weeks. And so that was kind of like an answered prayer, just having, like, that next step to moving forward with the organization. And I've gotten so much support from just people in the community and students on campus. Like, I want to join. I want to help as much as possible. And whenever I first started, it was just me starting this completely on my own, and I was just kind of overwhelmed with everything. And now that I'm getting all this support, like, it's helped so much with just the entire process, and I can just tell that God is really working in that area of my life and giving me grace through the entire process.
That's good. That's good. And, like, have you, like, faced a lot of discouragement or, like, doubts or, like, fears about it?
Yeah, it's kind of been the same with starting the podcast, like, that experience for us, like, doubting if we were going to be able to even do it. And it's something that we were both so passionate about, and then it finally happened. So that's kind of, like, where I'm at right now. I'm not discouraged. I have a lot of faith and hope, but there's always that doubt in the back of my mind, like, it might get denied.
Yeah.
So,
but then it's like, okay, God, that's
right.
Everything's part of your plan.
Exactly. So that's, like, what I've been praying about recently and just giving it to God.
Yeah, that's good. And, like, has there been anything else where, like, you felt like God's shown you grace, like, with school or friends or, like, situations?
I would say with school for sure. I'm terrible at math. We had a math test, and I'm just not a good test taker. But, like, I do the homework. The homework's fine. I always get A's on the homework, so that's great. But there was a test. Didn't go well. But it's okay, because the only thing that matters is that God loves me and God has a plan. So it's okay.
Homework doesn't get you into heaven, or, like, grades.
Exactly.
I said that. I don't even know where I said that, but someone thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And I'm like, I need to start living by this, because, like,
I just need to write it on a sticky note.
But that doesn't mean we aren't telling you not to do your homework.
Right.
Like, still do your homework, but, like.
Yeah. But how has God shown you grace this week, Anna?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm probably one of the most exhausted that I've, like, ever been, like, worn down. My busy schedule, like, always is busy. And I feel like I've been busier than ever. Which I say that, and I'm like, I don't know how that's possible, but I come back to my dorm and sit on my couch after everything's done at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and I still have homework to do.
Yeah.
That's my first time, like, sitting still for the day, unless I'm, like, driving. But, yeah, I'm, like, getting really discouraged, and I can feel myself kind of, like, reaching the face, like, the edge of burnout. Mm-hmm. And, like, feeling hopeless, like, looking at my, like, to-do list and looking at all of the events that I have going on and just, like, I don't know what to do. So that's kind of where I've been with that. Like, I'm just struggling with, just, like, carrying on. Mm-hmm. And, like, I sit here and, like, this is me being vulnerable because I've, like, I'm not sharing all of it, but, like, it's, like, my heart is so heavy with it right now because it's, like, okay, I'm constantly moving from one place to the other, and I feel like I'm not connecting with people and pouring out God's love and, like, moving as slow as I should. But I, like, it's a busy season of life, but it's also, like, I need to stop and chill. But, like, it's just hard when I have so much going on, and, like, I'm just getting really discouraged, and I feel hopeless.
Yeah.
And my body's getting tired. I have to run strictly off of caffeine. But that's not the case. Like, the Lord provides, and, like, he's giving me strength, and he's, you know, giving me the energy and the ability to keep going. And I should be so thankful that I have so much to do, you know. I should be thankful for that, and I am thankful. Like, thank you, Lord. But I'm also really struggling with it. And a verse that I've kind of just been living by is Matthew 11:28. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest."
That's such a good verse.
And even if I'm only getting 4 hours of sleep at night, which sounds crazy, but, like, when I have my time with the Lord, like, I feel so rested and rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just so amazing because the peace of God and just the Holy Spirit, like, I genuinely feel at rest and at ease when I'm in my quiet time with him, and, like, I sat down, and I'm just fully open and vulnerable with him, and, like, Lord, you know, I'm being open, like, I'm tired, like, I don't know if I can keep living this fast-paced life, but I sit here, and I'm like, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I have this image in my mind where I'm, like, sitting here, and I'm, like, tired, and I'm, like, leaning on Jesus, and he's, like, taking all of my burdens, taking everything that I need to do, and just, like, just chill.
Yeah.
Just chill. But it's easier said than done to believe that, but just kind of trusting God with all of this. Mm-hmm. And he's just giving me grace because obviously I'm not spending as much time with him as I should be, or I'm not moving as slow as I should be, because I always think this is funny. I need to walk. We're called to be just like Jesus. And Jesus wore, like, the Birkenstock flip-flop shoes to where he couldn't walk very fast. You know what I mean? Like, you can't walk fast in those.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, we have to walk Jesus's pace. Like, pretend, like, we have his little Jesus shoes on. And, like, if I'm walking faster than that and, like, I'm trying to, like, get so much done in a day, I'm not living the way that I should be. Yeah. So, yeah. The Lord's just been so good with giving me rest. And I'm looking forward to fall break so I can rest.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good, like, thing to just think about if, like, you're listening And you're also experiencing that, like, that fast-paced life. Just, like, to take a second. Even if it's just, like, 2 minutes of your day to just sit and pray or just sit in silence and talk to God. Like, that little amount of time can truly impact, like, the rest of your day.
Yeah. And another thing that I've been living by is, like, surrendering all of that over to Him. Like, Lord, this is everything that I think I need to get done today, but what is Your will for me today? Like, how do You want today to look? I want to live like You. I want to spread Your message. So, like, how do You want today to look like for me?
Yeah.
So incorporating Him into all areas of your life, not just the ones that you think He should be in, like, all areas. He wants your whole heart. So, yeah, that's just a little bit, not to, like, bring down the mood or anything, but, like, yeah, we're busy college kids, and, like, we aren't going to romanticize and pretend like our life is all sunshine and rainbows all the time. But we can thank God for the amazing community that we have built here at London Wood.
Because in those moments, like, you're experiencing just that being overwhelmed. Like, community is so important because you can lean on those people and they can help you through that time of just stress, and you can talk through your problems with the community that you've built. And so that kind of, like, almost leans into, like, the importance of community, which we were going to talk about.
Yeah, but, like, first off, I want to cover, like, what is community?
Yeah.
I think when I think of community, I think of, like, people, like a swarm of people that are just around you, like a protective bubble, you know? It's the people that, like, no matter what comes your way, no matter the good or the bad, they're there to always be there.
Right.
Like, they're there if you, to celebrate, but they're also there to, like, be a shoulder to cry on. So that's kind of what I think of. And, like, when we say godly community, I think of, like, a group of Christian believers, you know? We want to surround ourselves, obviously, with people who are Christian, but, like, in, like, realistically, that's not going to happen. Like, not everyone is going to be saved, you know?
Right.
So, but, like, kind of using that discernment and figuring out, like, hey, are these people good for me? Are these people maybe trying to avoid gossip? Are they trying to avoid the party scene? Are they trying to avoid lustful behaviors or, like, lustful conversations about people?
Yeah.
Are these people leading me closer every single day to the Lord, whether that's what we talk about, the things that we do on the weekends, you know, like, the things that we wear? Like, that's just kind of my take on it.
And I just feel like community should be a group that even challenges you in a way to, like, be a better version of yourself.
Yeah, and they'll call you out.
Right. And just be, like, give you, like, brutally honest. Like, if you're struggling with something, I want my friends to be brutally honest with me and what I need to hear.
Yeah.
Because they know me the best, and, like, they want to see us succeed in every aspect of our life. And I just feel like a good community will push you to be the absolute best version of yourself, too.
Yeah, that's good. And, like, I always like to apply this to scripture. Just a little bit of starter scripture, like, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. So, like, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Like, we constantly should be motivating each other to pursue Christ more, pursue others more, and, like, love like Jesus. So I think that's really, really good. Did you have scripture or while I flip?
Yes, I have a verse, but I need to find it. So just give me 1 second.
Y'all can bear
I just had it.
And then I'm going to go ahead and go too, if that works.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. This is talking about the early church and, like, how the believers formed a community. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. So, like, I like how it says, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. Because, like, when you're hanging out with these people, like, maybe you're not necessarily, like, talking about God, or maybe you aren't, like, sitting there reading your Bibles together, but you can tell, like, you know, the love and the joy that comes from those godly people. Because, like, just that fellowship in that community, that's praising God. So, right. And, like, we should be thankful for that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, get in my mind for a second, that's what I'm thinking.
And the verse that I found, I kind of wanted to, like, do a different look on it. But
yeah, go ahead.
This is, like, a verse that would be good for someone that is struggling to find that community and feels alone. Because I know we've talked about that kind of lonely feeling before, but it's Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I always like that because it's a reminder that God is with us wherever we go, even though he's not our friend eating lunch with us across the table. He's still with us every aspect of the day and everything we do. And so, like, if you're struggling to find that community and you don't have that group to lean on in those moments, don't be discouraged and just pray about it, because there is a group out there for you. And even though it can be really discouraging in the moment, like, we have the Lord with us working in our lives every second of the day. That's and good. We will find that community eventually.
Yeah. And it's really hard whenever you don't find it immediately. Mm-hmm. You don't step foot onto campus and you're like, oh, wow, these people love the Lord and they want to be friends with me. Maybe you're so desperate for community that you end up becoming friends with people who you shouldn't be friends with, which is so real. And I think we've all experienced that before, and, like, we can share that later. But, I feel like that's good, because it can be lonely, especially in new seasons and places where your friends, maybe you're so used to the same friends for your whole entire life that now you're here and, like, you're by yourself.
Right.
So that can be lonely. I have John chapter 13, verse 35. Jesus was talking to the disciples before, before his crucifixion. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. And I think that just shows, like, we should love one another and, like, love our friends. And it's so evident when you're around that godly community.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. I like finding just verses to anchor onto and, like, reading. So that's why I have, like, random ones.
I'm still looking.
Let's see here. I need to, like, start bookmarking them, but my pages are sticking together and it's driving me nuts.
But something I thought of whenever we were thinking about doing this episode and planning it out. Like, if you don't have that community and you're actively trying to find those people, I would say don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and tell people about, like, your faith. Because you may come across someone that has the same faith as you do. And I would just say, like, be a light in the darkness so that others will see, like, the goodness of our God, even though you may not have that community. You can create your own by just being a light in the darkness of other groups.
That kind of, like, I'm going to go sidetrack, but, like, that's kind of, like, with our friendship. And, like, we had no idea, like, that we were both Christians. And, like, we had classes together and things like that. And we talked about the surface level stuff. But, like, if we would have approached that conversation earlier, you know what I mean? Like, I think you should try to approach that with most people, which is scary, but, like,
especially if you're someone that's super shy, like, you're scared to talk about your faith, especially if someone that you don't know agrees with you.
Yeah. And then I have Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. So, like, that just shows, like, Jesus just said right there, like, this is what we need to do.
mm-hmm.
with all people, but like with our friends. And like, if you put your, if I put myself in this place, if I have become overcome by sin, I would want someone to like nudge me and be like, hey, yeah. I've noticed this, or like, this is what's wrong. And like, yeah, maybe friends who aren't necessarily Christian will do the same thing, but they don't understand, or they may not see, they aren't living like Christ. So they see the world and like
mm-hmm.
their intentions and stuff are different. So maybe they won't necessarily call you out on things like that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And have we already talked about the importance of community? I feel like we went on like a whole.
You can go ahead, Bailey.
But I would say like the importance of community is just having that group to lead you in your faith, and having that surrounding people to understand where you're coming from like a faith perspective rather than worldly perspective, is so important, because as Christians, we view the world differently, I would say. And so having people that have that same mindset is super important, and being able to lean on one another and hold each other accountable in our faith, and to push us to live more like Jesus and just keep us grounded, is so important, especially in hard times of stress and feeling overwhelmed with the world. Having community surrounding us keeps us grounded in our faith.
Yeah, that's good. And like, I think I kind of want to share our journey with it, maybe here on campus or in high school, because I think that can be motivating for some people. Because like, mm-hmm. you can look on Instagram and be like, wow, did you see they were at this like really cool Bible study last night, and there was like so many people there, and she just got so lucky with godly community. But you didn't see like months ago, like,
right,
she was in her room, you know, like by herself wondering mm-hmm. who she can hang out with on a Friday night.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you have any?
I would say definitely in high school, I didn't really have that community where people were strong in their faith as I was. And so I was still like actively pursuing my faith and my relationship with the Lord, but it wasn't as strong as it is now being in college, because I feel like I'm around so many more people that have that strong faith that I do. And so it's helped me become a better Christian and to yeah. pursue that. And so I would say high school was definitely that time in my life where I didn't have a strong community.
Yeah, I get that. And how did you notice that when you were in it, or was it like now?
I feel like I didn't really know it at the time. It took me a while to realize. I think whenever I first got here my freshman year, I realized that the friend group I had in high school was like not anything similar to what I have now. And mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for what I have now. And it was such a big change in the people I hang out with and how they yeah. pushed me to be a better person. And yeah.
You can tell the difference, and you can tell the difference in yourself. And like
right.
after leaving like a hangout with them or whatever, you're like, thank you, Lord, for this amazing gift mm-hmm. of friendship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say kind of similar for me in high school when I was still, I wouldn't say necessarily like kind of like lukewarm, I guess you could say, with my faith. My like freshman, sophomore year, I wasn't as bold with my faith, and I was just accepting, you know, of anything. Because obviously it's high school. You just want anything to like fit in or like mm-hmm. go along with the norm. And I found myself in friend groups that weren't necessarily uplifting. They weren't pushing me closer to Christ. There was always constant drama between people.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was being more torn down at times than like lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what God calls us to look for in friends, and like the importance of godly community specifically. And like, I think just looking back at that time and like how high school's so hard in general, like I think it would have been so much better if I would have had people that would have, you know, uplifted me more,
right.
or like led me closer to Christ, or like when I'm going through something, like given me like scripture. And like, not saying that towards all of my friends, but like I found myself in situations and in certain friend groups during certain times where it's
yeah.
like, this is not what God has called me to. But mm-hmm. like coming here to college, like getting connected to, like, crew and, like, going to Matthias and, like, getting connected to a lot of those people and just, like, hanging out with them. And, yeah, I just thank God every day for the gift of friendship and just how they're pushing me closer to love like Christ and just to be more like Christ, because you can tell it's evident in their hearts. Mm-hmm. And you can see that Jesus glow, you know?
Yeah.
And we can still have fun, but we can also sit down and, like, have those serious moments and talk about God and what he's doing in our life.
So, for sure.
Yeah, that's a little bit about that.
But. And, like, we talk about our freshman year and how we found that community, but we never really got into, like, those groups that we went to. And
yeah. So, like, how do you find community?
Yeah, we talk about crew a lot because, I mean, it's such a big group of people that come together. And crew is just like a Bible study on Tuesday nights, and they just do fun activities together, and they get together mm-hmm. and talk about the Lord and their faith and just, like, navigating the college experience overall.
It's so good. I would highly recommend going. Whether you go to Linamon and you're listening to this, come Tuesday nights, hit me up if you need a ride or something. we'll go together. But, yeah, or even just, like, other Bible, if there's, like, certain ones, because, like, I know not all campuses have crew.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just, like, I highly encourage you to go to something like that because you have believers of your age and, like, everyone's desperate for that community. And so, like, mm-hmm. invite them to dinner. Invite them to go get coffee someday or, like, go get ice cream afterwards. And, like, I think it also just takes a matter of stepping out of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. which is scary. But, like, I feel like most people are looking for friends and, like, good friends. So, like, I don't see why. Maybe you'll get rejected, but I don't see
that
very often.
And even if I highly doubt it, but even if there's not, like, a group on campus, like, start your own. Start your own Bible study. Like, if there's one person you know that will join you, tell them, hey, come over, like, to the library and we'll do a Bible study, and then just slowly get the word out and just start your own, even if you're not sure if it'll, like, gain a bunch of traction. But or if you're a Catholic, like, there's a Catholic student union here, and I'm not sure what else. If there's any other groups.
Like FCA.
That's right. FCA.
Is another one, like Athletes in Action,
Athletes
too.
In Action. But those are all great, especially,
like,
I
there's
know,
so many, and, like, you have to, like, the Lord has provided those, so, like, and it's scary going at mm-hmm. first, you know, everyone's scared, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so good.
Yeah. And especially, like, being an athlete, like, having those people that are also athletes and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Applying your faith in Christianity to your sport is such a big, like, thing to help with your experience.
Yeah, so I would just say, like, get connected in those. Attend a church.
Right.
We go to Matthias, or at least I go to Matthias, and I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's so much good godly community there, and just getting to go with people my age, which is so good. I love that. But even just, like, attend a church back home, like, most people have people your age, I would say, you know, and, like, find those people or, like, sit by them and, like, just, like, familiarize yourself with the people. And, because, like, how are you supposed to find godly community if you're just sitting in your dorm all day?
Right.
You know? What about serve? You can go out and serve. Mm-hmm. Serve at the kids' church. Serve at, like, certain church events. Serve at other things, because obviously you're going to find people that have the same heart posture as you that want to serve for the Lord. So there's that. Again, like, introduce yourself to people at church. Join a small group, whether that's, like, a Bible study, a campus organization, like, things like that. Just pray about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be like, Lord, I want to pray for a sweet friendship that refreshes the soul. Like, and the Lord is capable of of anything. So, like, present your requests. Like, if you – I, like, pray every single day for good, godly friends.
Yeah.
Because it's so vital and important. And then also just, like, find scripture to anchor onto, like, maybe something that we share today, or there's for sure more that you can find. But whenever you are feeling lonely or you're feeling discouraged, like, find that scripture or, like, pray about it that can keep you going.
Yeah, and something that I've even done before is go to, like, a public area on campus, like the library, and just – sit at a table and have your Bible out. And, like, someone may come up to you and be like, hey.
Has that happened to you?
It has, it happened a while ago. I can't exactly remember like how it went, but someone like said something about my Bible and like how it was pretty, and I was like, oh thanks. And, but like it sparks conversation if someone sees you reading your Bible. And I feel like that can kind of be a way, especially if you're shy, like if you don't want to approach people yourself.
Yeah, I get that.
But that's just like another little way.
Yeah, and it's hard, but I think you just have to trust.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize like, yeah, maybe they won't just pop up and bam, right there. But it's just like a trust, mutual trust with God too. But a few questions like Bailey. What to do, I'm going to put you on the spot. What to do when, like, what should you do when you are trying to find that good godly community, but you can't seem to find your people?
I would say, I kind of said it earlier, but be a light in, like, the places where you feel like they don't know the Lord. Mm. Because even though that they may not, like, take what you're saying into consideration about the Lord, you're still like working in someone else's lives and spreading like the goodness of God. And you may like find someone that also has a strong faith and maybe they'll like want to come hang out with you or just go get coffee. And it can just be like a small little interaction, but just like represent the Lord everywhere you go.
That's good. And I kind of just had this like thought, like, same thing with, like, when we're in a season of singleness and we're like, Lord, I'm ready for my future husband. Like, where's he at? Where's he at? You know what I mean? But same thing with, like, friendships. If we're sitting here and we're trying to satisfy the void with someone else, with a, whether that's a relationship or a friendship, then, like, that's not good at the same time. We should be so content with the Lord and his friendship and him wanting to be there for us, because we just call on the Lord and he's right there. He literally resides in our hearts if you've confessed with your mouth that he is Lord.
Yeah.
But I think that's another thing. Like, we have a friend with us at all times.
Yeah.
Like, the Holy Spirit is, like, Jesus, God, the Holy Trinity, like, that's our friend. God is our friend. He's there for us no matter what. He's sitting there just, like, waiting for us to come and talk
exactly.
to him. So that's another thing.
And Anna, what would you do when your friend group is not Christian or good for you?
I knew I was about to get asked this because 'cause this is hard.
Yeah.
And this is something that I know pretty much everyone has struggled with because, you know, not everyone is Christian and not everyone's living the way that they should be, especially in high school and college. But what do you do? Do you just run? Just run. Just be
just
like,
disappear.
Oh, and like run away. Never again. Just ghost them. No. I would just say try to be a light.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily surround yourself with those people at all times. Because maybe they, if you notice yourself being brought down by them, then yeah. I sit here and I'm like, if I would surround myself with people that go out every single weekend and they get, and they, you know, drink or like do drugs or maybe get from a relationship to relationship or like hookups, you know what I mean? Like things like that. Then obviously the more that you're around someone, the more that your heart's going to get corrupted.
Right.
And like the more that you're going to like want to form into their culture and the world. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's something they have to be very conscious of. And I don't know if there's necessarily advice that I want to give because, yeah, that's scary, you know? I'm not saying, like, leave your friends, but, like, just ask the Lord for what you should do because it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard whenever you're lonely and, like, you're friends with these people for so long and it's like, I don't want to just leave them because I appreciate their friendship. There's nothing wrong with, you know, like, people that aren't necessarily Christian or living the way that they should be, like, they can still be good friends.
Yeah, nothing, they're still good
they're
people.
They're still good people. They're still good friends. Like, we aren't saying that, but it's also just, like, you need those people, too, that are going to uplift you and push you to be more like Christ. So I think just, like, trying to be a light in those dark places and, like, reflecting God's love and, like, the message on them and, like, try to, like, spread the gospel whenever you can.
For sure.
And things like that. But just don't form in their like form to their ways. Don't cling to their ways.
Exactly.
Don't become like them. Don't fall into that sin.
Yeah,
that's when you have a problem, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I've had to be very conscious of, especially like with people who I hang around in college. Like, okay, they're going out tonight, whatever, but I'm gonna stay back in my dorm because I don't want to get used to doing that and like become addicted to like what the world wants.
Yeah.
So It's a hard battle.
Yeah, and rather than thinking of it as like bad, turn it into a good experience by using it to.
That's your mission, like a mission.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Use it to spread His word.
And like maybe God has put you there in that friend group to mm-hmm. do some work and be a light.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then one last question. Why do we need community? Or like, why do I need community if I'm an independent person? Like, I don't want to have friends. I want to sit in my room all day and like I'm perfectly fine being an introvert. You know?
Yeah.
I don't need good godly community.
I think like we think that, I mean, I'm sure there's times where we both have thought that we're like, oh, I'm fine right now. Like yeah. I'm just sitting in my room. I'm fine. But I think it's good to just have those people push us to be the best version of ourselves, like I said before, even though we may not think that they're like helping us in a way, like yeah. having that community helps us grow as a person and hold us accountable and just stay grounded.
Yeah, that's good. And as we keep saying, like, we need people that just keep pushing us closer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have on good godly community. Obviously, we're still going to struggle with it and we're still figuring that out. But I would just say, like, I want to pray over all of you guys. Like, we're keeping you in our thoughts. And just know that you aren't alone in this battle. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lord is there with you.
Yeah, and if you're listening and you're in college and you're struggling to find community and you want to, like, just message us directly and we can, like, help you find community on your campus, because there's so many resources to find, like, Bible study groups and everything. So, like, we want to be able to help you find that community.
Yeah, we just thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you're listening on a Monday, we hope you have a happy Monday or whatever day you're listening. I just pray that you guys are a light, whether that's on your college campus, whether that's at work or at high school. Like, just walk slow. Walk Walk however in your little Jesus shoes. I don't even know where I'm going with this. But just love like Jesus and just remember that God is amazing.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you. But yeah, we thank you again and have a good week.
Bye guys.